Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Malcolm Holmline. We're very pleased to welcome Michael Knights, Jill and Jay Bernstein Fellow at the Washington Institute, specializing in just what we're going to ask about, the Houthis in the Gulf. Mike, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. What I have is that Galaxy Leader, a very large, slick-looking container ship, was taken control by Houthi operatives who were dressed in some fashion like a video game. The Galaxy Leader is now in the possession of the Houthis, and a 25-member crew are hostages to the Houthis. There have been other attempts since then. What is the mission statement that the Houthis are putting out? Why are they doing this, Mike? Good evening to you.
Thanks for having me. So the Iran-backed Houthis who run northwestern Yemen are seizing the Galaxy Leader because it is owned by an Israeli businessman, even though at the time it was seized, it was leased to a Japanese company. So this is the Houthis doing their part in the anti-Israel war run by the Axis of Resistance, all of Iran's partners in the region.
Malcolm?
Well, so the attack on the firing at the USS Mason, even though it fell short, it seems clear that it was targeting or at least sending a warning to the U.S. troops and to the U.S. Ships. To what degree are we seeing the Houthis willing to escalate and run the risk of hitting an American vessel and the response that would inevitably follow from that?
Yeah, the Houthis are being very risk acceptant in their actions, the military actions around American naval vessels. So in addition to firing, you know, probably 24 drones and cruise missiles past American ships, and the US ships have been intercepting them as they've been heading up towards Israel, we've also seen the Houthis shoot down a very expensive Predator-type drone over the Red Sea earlier this month. And we've also now seen the Houthis fire missiles close to an American warship, Mason, that was basically trying to prevent a hijacking in the area.
Mike, the Houthis, you say they're not risk-averse. I accept that. But taking on the U.S. Navy seems several thousand bridges too far. Are they under direct order from Tehran to run this? I mean, Houthi's a human being. He certainly must recognize his vulnerability when you take on the U.S. Navy.
I think the Houthis are one of the most ideologically determined elements of the Axis of Resistance, probably more than Lebanese Hezbollah and the Iraqi militias. They have been using the slogan, death to Jews, right the way back to 2001. In fact, you know, they moved on. They became anti-Israeli about the time of the Second Intifada back then. So their identity is really linked with not just being like Iran and Lebanese Hezbollah, but specifically fighting Israel and the United States. So I don't think the Iranians need to encourage them to do what they're doing at the moment. In fact, the Iranians would probably be at various times trying to restrain them from going too far. You know, the Houthis have been in war for most of the last 20 years against the Yemeni government, against the Saudi-led coalition, and Yemen's been bombed to pieces. So they're very inured to hardship and also to being targeted by advanced air power, and they seem to have no fear of the U.S. or the Israelis.
Malcolm?
When you see the increased activities of the Houthi rebels, the attacks in the Red Sea, the launching of the various drones taken down by Saudi, Israeli, and U.S. Forces, and the increased activity of the Somali pirates, do we see a pattern here that this is something that will escalate regardless of the events in Gaza? And has this diverted them from their real enemy, which seems to be, which has been Saudi Arabia?
Well, at the moment, the Houthis are finishing off a US-brokered and Saudi-supported peace deal in Yemen civil war. And that really means an agreement between Saudi Arabia and the Houthis to not fight each other anymore. And as a result, you know, the Houthis are probably looking for a new enemy right now. They can't attack their normal enemy, Saudi Arabia. They're not supposed to attack their internal opponents within Yemen and overrun them during this peace deal. But the Gaza crisis came up and it gave the Houthis an excellent opportunity to demonstrate that they're as important as Lebanese Hezbollah or the Iraqi militias. I mean, think about this. Since the Gaza crisis began, the Houthis are the only Axis of Resistance member to have fired ballistic missiles and cruise missiles into the heart of Israel.
We come back to the Houthi risk-taking. I see that they are creative. I see that they've got anti-ship missiles. They paraded them more than a year ago when they first received them. But right now, they've not come under attack by a major force anywhere in the world. And I emphasize, there must be some understanding. That's a carrier task force out there. It's not just a drone strike that they'd have to deal with. They'd have to deal with wave after wave of strikes and probably landing teams. It would be the end, Michael. Are they aware of this?
Well, they don't see it that way. They think that they've been under bombardment by the most modern strike aircraft in the world, piloted by Saudis and Emiratis and others for more than 5 years. Their leaders in the Houthi movement are better hidden than Iranian leaders or Lebanese Hezbollah leaders. Many of them have not been seen in public for, you know, since the war began. So from their perspective, they're hunkered down and ready to get hit as hard as anyone wants to hit them. And the fact is they haven't been hit by the US since 2016 when they last tried to shoot at one of our ships. And when we did it back then, we just hit a couple of their radars and didn't even kill anyone. So, you know, from their perspective, they don't see what there is to fear.
Malcolm?
Do the militias in Syria and Iraq draw any kind of lesson from the Houthis to see them, what they've been able to get away with? Do you think that this will, that we will see an escalation there, that when Iran pushes them to become more active?
Well, right now, the Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq have been very disciplined. As soon as the Gaza ceasefire happened, they stopped attacks on US bases. And the Houthis themselves were pretty disciplined too, but not as disciplined as those Iraqi and Syrian elements. I mean, the Iraqi and Syrian elements, a bit like Lebanese Hezbollah, believe they have more to lose. They want to live normal lives. They want to asset strip the economies of their countries, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. Whereas the Houthis seem very focused on the ideological struggle, on supporting Hamas and on fighting Israel. For them, it's about building up their reputation and indeed recruiting Yemenis within the country to join the Houthi military.
And the shipping will continue through the Gulf. There's no backing off. You don't see redeployment around the long way around the Cape, anything like that, Michael. We have 30 seconds.
The U.S. military presence in the Red Sea means that the Bab el-Mandeb and the Suez Canal will remain open under any circumstances.
Michael Knights is the Jill and Jay Bernstein Fellow at the Washington Institute, Malcolm Honlein Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.